Hello.
Hi, my name's Joelle and I'm calling from Optum. Can you give me your facility or your name?
Hey, very good morning, John. My name is Tony. It's spelled like T-O-N-Y. First initial of my last name is S-S-S-M. How may I help you?
Okay. Are you with Cass Regional Medical Center?
Yes, that is correct. This is
all right. So I am returning a call. I actually started a call yesterday and left a voicemail for the rehab department for Daryl Porter. Regarding Daryl Porter.
Okay, can you please verify patient's date of birth once again?
10-22-45.
Just one moment, 1945. Yes, I have a member's record. Yes, it's Daryl Porter, yes. And just one moment. Yeah, and how may I assist you with this member?
Are you with the rehab department or authorizations?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So we received a request for authorization. We do outpatient authorization, and everything sent in here is during an inpatient med-surg stay. So I'm seeing if what is being requested is truly for outpatient or what is being requested at this time.
Okay. It's for physical therapy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's outpatient physical therapy. Yes.
Can you tell if he's had his eval or when he was evaluated by outpatient PT?
Yeah, okay. First, if you guys allowed the authorization, so first we are going with the eval, and after that we will go in with the treatment codes.
Has he been seen for his outpatient initial eval?
Okay, just one moment. Okay, what do you mean by how is seen?
I mean, all of the clinicals that were sent to us for review were from an inpatient stay. Since we review for outpatient, I'm asking if he has been seen for his outpatient evaluation yet.
Yes. No, he's not coming yet. But
okay.
Yes, this is for outpatient physical therapy. It's coming.
All right.
Yes.
All right, that's what I needed to know, because we usually do not get inpatient records for an outpatient stay. We don't need them. They don't necessarily help, and as you can see, they kind of confuse it because there are some of the hospitals who try and do that because I don't know why.
Okay.
So
okay,
we'll go ahead and get...
Yeah. Okay, no.
Yeah, so we just need the request future. We're good. I'll go ahead and get an authorization out for him to begin his outpatient care. Okay?
Yes, just to confirm.
Oh, let me make sure I have one other thing in here.
Yeah.
Yes, we're good for that. Okay. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I...
Okay,
go ahead.
No. Ladies first, always. Go ahead.
Well, whoever did this put in all the codes they thought they'd need. We don't authorize by code. You don't need to worry about the 97 codes. When we give an off, it's basically for a data service. So if you use, 10 codes or they add a code you never expected on that date, if it's one that's covered under the rehab policy, you're good. You don't need to specify what 97 codes you think you might need, okay?
Okay, perfect. Just to confirm, all you need, it's just one code.
Mm-hmm.
And if that code is covered under member's plan, then we are good to go with all the regulated codes, right?
Yeah, that's why there's not a space for them on that form, because we don't even go by that. We're just going to give you, if we say, hey, great, we're approving 8 dates of service, it's 8 times coming into the clinic or whatever that number may be, and then each of those times he's in, whatever of those 97 codes are appropriate, you can bill.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, just to confirm, the last time, this is the outpatient hospital setting for the physical therapy. And the pending case number I have during the submission is 264-271-41. Is that correct? Can you please confirm?
That's the confirmation number for when it was sent in. The other thing I would say is I'm not sure how, if he hasn't had his care yet. I'm thinking the patient filled this out according to what he got from his inpatient stay. But the patient on their part of the form they filled out said they've been getting better with therapy, which if he hasn't even had his eval for outpatient,
yes.
Isn't quite right.
Yes. Yeah,
and I know that's the patient. That's yes. Not you guys. That's the patient.
Yes.
So
a little bit mistake or
yeah, that's just it. I'm betting you're not the one who got to go to his bedside and go, hey, fill this out so we can get this to Optum. But if you get a chance to pass it on to your colleagues who do, make sure that they know, hey, this is for beginning outpatient care, would clear up some of the confusion, okay?
Okay, just...
And okay. I know that wasn't you. Don't worry.
Okay, no problem. Is there any question for you?
Nope, I'm good. Like I said, we'll get an authorization out, and you guys will have that. It'll be done on my end within about 10 minutes, and you'll be good to go and can get to schedules.
Okay, perfect. So this case is still under review, right? It's pending.
Yes and no. It is simply because I haven't been able to complete it because I have to document the phone call, but it will be completed within about 10 minutes.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. Got it.
Okay.
I will check this information on my Optum Health Provider portal after 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
All right. And it might take a little while to update, but it will definitely be updated today. Okay?
No problem. We will go ahead.
All right. Okay. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you too. And
all right.
Great rest of your day. Okay, may I know your
you
name?
You too.
Yeah.
Joellen, Joellen.
Joel?
Len, Joellen.
Okay, what is the last name initial?
C, as in cat.
Okay, thank you so much. My name is Tony. It's spelled like T-O-N-Y. Last name initial S as a Sam. This is the Castle Medical Center. And I hope you have a great rest of your day, Joellen. Bye-bye. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.